good bunch of people there.
Hembra.
Why wouldn't you live here? It's the greatest place in the country.
Wangarali Majinu, Dan Borsia, ABC Radio Canberra, Waraji.
Well, I wonder if you've heard of the earless dragon, the northern corroboree frog, and the legless lizard. They're all threatened species here in the ACT. So what's been happening to save and rebuild the populations while protecting their habitats? Well, there's quite a range of insects, animals and plants, but what are some of the threatened species here in the ACT? Professor Arthur Georges is the chair of the ACT Scientific Committee and he's along now. Good morning.
Good morning.
Tell me about the species that are endangered. How concerned are you about those?
Well, we're very concerned about endangered species, primarily because the sort of impact that human activity is having on native environments, mm-hmm. natural environments, is shifting populations toward the in the direction of extinction. Mm-hmm. And so, we could be entering a period of accelerated extinction across the world, and so we have to do our bit to ensure that in the ACT that we don't lose any species, so we have a no net loss policy of not wanting to lose any species through the activities of agriculture, urbanisation, invasive species and other threats that are coming to bear upon them.
How are we going on that front? Have we lost any recently?
No, so the ACT has a pretty good record in comparison with other jurisdictions. I think we've got the very large Nemadji National Park makes up a substantial amount of the ACT, and we've got very good processes in place for identifying those species that are in decline or under threat, and then bringing to bear measures to prevent that decline from continuing. And we've also got some initiatives to bring species back that have gone extinct in the ACT, but not extinct altogether, bringing them back into the ACT and re-establishing
them. The betong, for example.
The betong, yeah. Yes, there's a quoll, and there's a number of other species that are targeted for that.
So which species are you most concerned about that are endangered, that are at high risk and at risk of becoming extinct?
Well, you mentioned the northern corroboree frog, and it's threatened by a number of factors, but the biggest one is the chytrid fungus, which has sent a number of species of frogs extinct worldwide, and the northern corroboree frog is particularly vulnerable to the chytrid fungus, and unfortunately for it, there's another species that occupies the same habitats that is a carrier of chytrid fungus, and so its populations have declined to the point where its survival is almost certainly dependent on a captive colony that's been established at Tibbimbilla. And without that captive colony, we'll probably see that species, northern corroboree frog, go extinct within 20 years.
And how do you combat that particular fungus you're referring to?
It's very challenging. Yeah. So I guess there are there have been a number of species that have actually been decimated and sprung back. And people up in northern Queensland in particular are studying the processes by which species do overcome the chytrid fungus and then spring back, and that might provide a window of opportunity for our species. But some of them just don't spring back at all, so it's pretty dire for that species.
Really concerning. And I mentioned a couple of other animal creatures there. Is there another one that you're particularly concerned about that we should all be doing a bit more to protect?
Yeah, you know, I guess I'm a herpetologist, so I focus on the reptiles, I guess. So yep. The earless dragon's another one. Mm. Native temperate grassland has been greatly modified across Australia. There's only about 4% of intact native lowland grassland left, and it's well represented in the ACT, and there are a whole suite of species that depend upon that. So there's the mouthless moss. The mouthless moth, there's the earless dragon, there's the pink-tailed legless lizard, and there's the Delma legless lizard. Mm. So basically the challenge there is to protect the habitat in order to protect the species. Mm. And so there's a considerable effort gone into identifying the high-quality lowland grassland and protecting that habitat in order to protect all of the endangered and threatened species within that habitat.
So what can we all be doing as individuals to give greater protection to these species and, as you mentioned there, those habitats?
Well, I guess the biggest issue is for people to recognise that there's a problem.
Mm.
So when you see a grassland, it's not just sort of an open space that you need to plant trees on, which I guess has happened in some cases. Mm. We've been tree planting programs in native grasslands, not in the ACT, but so, I mean, the recognition that these habitats are incredibly complex and very sensitive. So if you plough it, you know, it takes decades to recover from ploughing, and so just a simple action like that can destroy that habitat, and a number of the species in that habitat become more threatened.
Yeah, well, certainly good advice for all of us to be conscious of the environment around us. Professor, thank you so much. Wonderful to chat.
Thank you very much.